You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Let's check the weather forecast on this Thursday afternoon, the day before the holiday, 4th of July. On the phone line with us is Mike Tenorum at T-Storm Weather in Chicago. Mike, I know we want to talk about the agricultural weather forecast, but you'd better fill us in for the local area and what Friday will look like, in particular, Friday night, please.
Well, it looks about as good as it can get as far as clear skies and decent temperatures go. We don't really have a whole lot happening across the Midwest over the next couple of days, and that's all because we have surface-level high pressure from Canada that is moving right across the region now. So tomorrow night looks great. I mean, you really can't ask for much of a better situation. It will be a little bit on the cool side with temperatures mostly in the 60s, and humidity levels will be fairly low, so I know some people, like myself, really enjoy the muggy and hot weather in the summer, so it won't be one of those types of nights, but it really looks about as good as it gets.
And then if you could give me a weekend forecast as well, Saturday, Sunday, maybe into Monday, as people enjoy the holiday weekend.
Well, temperatures do turn warmer as we move through the weekend and into early next week, and that will help to trigger a few thunderstorms from time to time. They could begin as early as Saturday, but more than likely Sunday, Monday for Illinois, maybe even into Tuesday as well. And that's the type of pattern that we're not only going to be in for next week or early next week, but all the way through the next 10 to 14 days and maybe even longer the way it looks now. We'll just have occasional storm systems slide across the U.S. and tend to warm things up and cool things down and trigger a few thunderstorms along the way. Overall, this is a fairly non-threatening pattern for U.S. corn and soybeans, and that's generally good news after many years with tough weather in the summer, especially 2 years ago. But that's just the way it looks right now. There's not really a whole lot of action out there.
Will we have higher highs than we have the last couple of days and higher lows as well?
We certainly will, and that's because temperatures right now are unseasonably cool. We saw temperatures that stayed in the 60s and 70s across a large area of the Corn Belt yesterday. And minimums this morning were in the 50s and even isolated 40s in some of the far northern areas. So that's just very unusual. That won't last. We'll see high temperatures more so in the mid-70s to mid-80s with lows in the 60s going forward. That's still right around average and maybe even a bit below the average, which generally is what corn and soybeans like at this time of the year.
Any other parts of the nation or the planet that you're keeping an eye on that we should be aware of as it relates to agriculture?
There's really not a whole lot happening. It's fairly unusual in that we're seeing most areas of the world receive rain, and they're also not receiving unusual temperatures. We're not seeing a lot of heat waves. We're not seeing any major cold waves. It will be a bit warm in the western plains into the spring wheat belt of the U.S. and the Canada prairies next week. That is something to watch, but over the last several weeks there, they've been wet. They have not been hot, and there's just not a whole lot happening right now. Even China's getting decent rainfall, which is fairly unusual to be receiving rain this early. Their wet season generally doesn't begin until right about now, but June was pretty wet across China, too.
Thanks so much, Mike.
Okay, you're welcome.
Mike Tenorum is with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois.